Mark Chenoweth is executive director of New Civil Liberties Alliance, also happens to be the former chief of staff of this guy from Congress you probably never heard of, Mike Pompeo. He didn't take you with him?
I had already left by the time left Congress for the CIA.
I don't know that I'd want it. The jobs just get tougher, don't they? All right, so I want to get to this. This sort of is kind of an underpinning. Here goes Twitter, and here goes some agency. It has bureaucrats that none of us can ever vote for, which is one of the problems I have and why we have Trump as president. But this started out as a joke, right? And not even from a guy who's not even affiliated with the people he's making the joke about, right? Set this up for us.
Yeah, that's right. There was a kind of a left-wing website called Vox Media that was having a walkout with its employees, and our client, Ben Domenech, the publisher of The Federalist, and we represent The Federalist, not Ben personally, but he's the publisher, and he, on his personal Twitter account, decided to make fun of what was happening over at Vox. He thought it was funny that there was a left-wing site that was angering its employees so much that they were going to unionize and stage a walkout. And so he said, hey, FYI, at Federalist, any of you, first one of you guys who tries to unionize, I'm going to send you back to the salt mines. And it was just a humorous, sarcastic way of making fun of what was happening at Vox Media. And by the way, his employees thought it was hilarious, and they had this back and forth about all of the different things that they might do to sort of poke fun at Vox Media, because he has about a half dozen employees, and they all shared his mindset about it.
So this turned into the National Labor Relations Board saw this as meddling, even though it had nothing to do with I guess you could construe it to, well, you're firing a shot off the bow to your employees that you better not unionize. But he was even dragged into another jurisdiction over this, right?
Yeah, that's right. So there was an interloper on Twitter who saw Ben's tweet and was didn't agree with the view that he was taking and decided to file a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. And the problem here is that so two things happen. As you allude to, they bring a charge against him and they haul him up to New York City. And at first they try to subpoena a bunch of employees and force them to come up to New York City, but we were able to prevent that from happening. But there's no connection to New York at all. The NLRB is in D.C. The Federalist is based in D.C. The random guy on Twitter, Joel Fleming, who decided to bring this charge, he lives in Massachusetts. So why the agency was able to haul the Federalist up to New York City for this hearing, which took place under protest, I should mention, is part of the problem in this case. The other thing that is crazy here is that the statute says that only an aggrieved person can file, an aggrieved party can file a charge. So if an employee had been offended by this, or someone who had a direct connection to the employment situation at the Federalist, That's the kind of person who's supposed to be able to file a charge. But the agency's regulations say that any party can file a charge, and that's part of the problem here, is that the agency isn't following the statute when it comes to who it allows to be a charging party.
You know, and the NLRB just got a nice little boost, right? Because even some Democrats have admitted that this backdoor, this $600 tack on to state unemployment is a backdoor attempt to raise the minimum wage. And I think we're going to see some union activity out of this. And if we've got an NLRB like that, it's not going to be a fair level playing field, is it?
Well, it's hard to understand what they're thinking here. I think that folks have to remember that the NLRB is an independent agency, and we have these throughout the federal government, and it's the reason why the New Civil Liberties Alliance was created. Our founder, Philip Hamburger, who's a law professor at Columbia Law School, recognized that there are all these independent agencies that have essentially taken us back to the time of King George III, where we have a federal government that's able to, I mean, in the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson talks about the king who sends his swarms out to harass the people and eat out their substance. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of these administrative agencies do.
And Congress has abdicated their responsibility to these agencies. They pass these sort of loosely based laws, and then the agencies are allowed to fill in the blanks and make regulations that we have to live with, and we don't even get to vote for these people, right?
We don't vote for these people. There's a limited oversight. Some of the agencies are even worse than the NLRB in terms of oversight. But the president has a limited ability. He can appoint the people who are the commissioners of the NLRB. It's a five commissioner agency. But once those folks are appointed, he can only remove them for cause. And for cause has been interpreted pretty narrowly. So it has to be sort of malfeasance of duty. It's really not clear at all that a simple policy disagreement is enough to justify removal.
You know, and the other sad thing here is, and I think, you know, I think Jerry Seinfeld put it well when he said, I don't want to play colleges anymore. Humor's dead, right? Everybody takes everything too seriously now, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, this was something funny. It was something that the employees got a kick out of. It was what Twitter is for, as one commentator pointed out, is this sort of snarky little comment, and it wasn't an attack on his employees. It was an aside at what was happening at another organization, which is completely protected free speech under the First Amendment, and it's a real shame that the NLRB doesn't recognize that, or at least that the career staff at the NLRB have not recognized that.
You know, in a bigger sense, though, your organization, New Civil Liberties Alliance, this is going to get worse, isn't it? I mean, we're looking down the pike here. We're more partisan than ever. We have agencies that feel entitled to run our lives. I mean, this isn't going to, there's a reason for you guys digging in, right?
That's right. We were founded in 2017, and the thing I heard the most from folks was, I don't understand what you're doing. You know, this is the Trump administration. You picked the wrong time to get started. And what we have found is because of the number of these agencies that are run amok and that the president has limited control over, it really hasn't mattered at all. We have lawsuits going against a half dozen different federal agencies over things that are as crazy, or if not crazier, than what's been happening to the Federalist.
So give us some examples of things we need that are going to be on the radar going forward. What are things that most concern you? What agencies or what you can talk about just real quickly?
Sure. Well, one of them is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB. There's a Supreme Court case pending right now. The decision should come down by the end of June. And the problem with the CFPB is Congress set it up where there's a single director as the head of the agency, can only be removed for cause, and not even Congress has oversight. The budget for this agency comes from the Federal Reserve. They've completely removed congressional oversight, and so the president doesn't have control over the budget, and Congress doesn't have control over the agency either. So you won't be surprised that they're running amok.
All right. Have we got some more? Are there some more? You want to stick around for another segment, or is that the big one?
Be happy to, Fred.
All right. We'll talk more with Mark Chenoweth. I want to dig a little deeper into this because this is a group you want to be paying attention to. New Civil Liberties Alliance is kind of help for the president who can't control these agencies. We'll talk some more with Mark coming up. Mark Chenoweth, Executive Director of New Civil Liberties Alliance. Hey, we were just talking during the break about this Josh Hawley from Missouri, Marsha Blackburn, Senator from Tennessee, and this incredible legislation to move the majority of the federal workforce out into the sticks where the services are. That's one way to beat this, right? And we found already, I think, with the Agriculture Department, a lot of people take early retirements. That's one way to beat it, right?
Yeah, I think that's a good strategy. I do. I think that when these folks are in the bubble, I think that it gives them a different mindset. I think if we had more regular Americans at work in these agencies, that could only be a positive. Yeah, we got, I hate to do it to the rest of the country, though, Fred.
Yeah, we got a lot of the FBI coming here, which is pretty cool, too. We can't build houses fast enough. But, you know, we scratched the surface here. There are so many things. Where, again, agencies that are not accountable, Congress has kind of given them lives of their own. This is going to be a big fight as we keep digging into this. What are some more we need to keep our eyes on?
There's a number of agencies. The Department of Education is going to be putting out new rules about Title IX pretty soon. If you've been keeping track of what's happening on college campuses with folks who are accused of sexual harassment or sexual assault in these sort of kangaroo courts that take place without due process on college campuses. And some of the students who are accused in these are guilty, but some of them aren't. And the lack of due process in those tribunals makes it very difficult to sort the innocent from the guilty.
And you'd think those athletes.
The lacrosse team case.
You'd think we would have learned something for that, but apparently not. So a lot of these agencies, they basically can make law, right?
They too often can, and sometimes that's because Congress has delegated more power than they ought to and that they're allowed to under the Constitution. Sometimes it's because the agencies are exceeding their statutory authority. But both kinds of problems exist as well as many others.
All right. This is one of those ones that scares crap out of me, frankly. Mark Chenoweth, Executive Director of New Civil Liberties Alliance. Hey, where do people find you if they want to find out more about what you guys are up to?
Our website is nclalegal.org.
All right. Mark, we appreciate it very much. Thanks for sharing. Something else to worry about now. Thanks, my friend.